Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So today there was 548 ASX resource stocks that traded with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down slightly from 555 yesterday. As far as the breakdown of the 548, there was 230 with gains. That's down slightly from 235 yesterday. There are 136 with no gain. That's down from 149 yesterday. And there's 182 with a loss. And that's up from 171 yesterday. So across the board, stats are fairly similar and two strong days in a row on with the ASX resource sector. As far as volume, the volume was at 2.12 billion today, and that's down from 2.47 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has dropped to 3.87 million, and that's down from 4.45 million yesterday average volume. And as far as the percentage gain loss, it's at 1.12% today, and that's down from 1.81% yesterday. All right, let's continue the good news and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were at number one, Latin Resources Limited, ASX code LRS, and it had a percentage gain of 36.36% today. At number two, we have Battery Minerals Limited, ASX code BAT, and it had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. At number three, we have Aura Gold Limited, ASX code OAU, and it had a percentage gain of 28.57% today. At number four, we have Tenga Resources Limited, ASX code TRL, and it had a percentage gain of 27.59% today. And rounding off at number five is GWR Group Limited, ASX code GWR, and it had a percentage gain of 26.83% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks today. Some great gains and positive activity there. Right, let's move on to the commodity performance today. And the best performing commodities were gold and copper, but along with nickel and cobalt, all performing well. Latin Resources, ASX code LRS, was the highest traded stock today, and 19.12% of the company was traded today. And keep in mind that it was also the number one best performing ASX resource stock for today. As far as project locations, there were three positive performances with locations. They were Kalgoorlie in Western Australia, Lachlan Fold Belt predominantly in New South Wales, Australia, but also Victoria and Queensland in Australia as well. And also Olympic Dam performed well, and that's located in South Australia. All right, let's move on to the spend of the top 20 percentage of staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months. So again, it reflects the top 20, and it's at 57%, and that's down from 59% yesterday. So what that effectively means is 57% of the money available in the last 12 months with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 57% has been spent on staff admin, leaving 43% spent on projects. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 143 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 151 yesterday. The average positive gain or loss is at a positive gain today at 1.41%, and that's up from 1.17% yesterday. And very rarely is the ERP percentage gain or loss better than the general average loss for the day. And today's another day it is. The general one was 1.12%, and the ERP statistic average gain was 1.41%. So great stats and gains there with ERP. As far as volume, it was up significantly today to 523 million, and that's up from 367 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, four of them are using an ERP software solution. What I did to compare the percentage spend over the last 12 months versus the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, I've also compared the spend with the top 20 best performing ERP stocks today. And it's at 44% spend on staff admin average, leaving a high 56% spend on projects over the last 12 months. So it goes to show some of the statistics and the value of when an ASX resource company implements an ERP software solution. All right, let's conclude today's MacCorp podcast by providing an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Latin Resources Limited, ASX code LRS. Let's start with their projects. They have a number of projects all in exploration or recent acquisitions, including the recent acquisition of a HPA alumina kaolin commodity-based project, and also silver and lead-based commodity project. They have a number of projects throughout Argentina, well, we'll say South America, and also WA, Australia. Looking at their project spend over the last 12 months, they've spent $367,000 on projects and $552,000 on staff admin. That equates to 60% over the last 12 months spent on staff admin, leaving 40% spent on projects in the last 12 months. As far as money in the bank, and this is excluding any current or up and coming capital raise, they have $184,000 in the bank. And looking at their market cap is sitting at $12.6 million as of close of trade today. They have just over 846 million shares on issue. Their share price closed at 1.5 cents today, and that's up from the beginning of the year at 0.06. So a nice gain there for shareholders. And looking at the top 20 shareholders and directors of the company, they own approximately 19% of the company. And that's as of the annual report in April, released in April this year. Their shareholding is just under 20% for their top 20 and directors. So that now concludes our MacCorp Daily Podcast for today, being Tuesday the 8th of September 2020. Thanks again for listening, and have a good evening. Good night.